pays, it pays Nezer Shalom. The Karen also pays Nezer Shalom. I said, why should it be Mugufo?
So the Gemara says, because Rav Tarfon also agrees that there's a din of Dayol Lavomen Adin Lioskin Adon. That's on Amid Beis, on Yudches Amid Beis. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Rav Tarfon holds Nezek Shalom. Why should it be Migufo? The Gemara says, no. Where did Rav Tarfon establish that you pay Nezek Shalom on Keren B'chatzan Nizik from Keren B'shus HaRabim Dayol Avomen Adon Lios Kinodon? So since Keren B'shus HaRabim is Chatzi Nezek Migufo, so Keren B'chatzan Nizik is going to be Nezek Shalom Migufo. That's how the Gemara says. Even Rav Tarfon agrees that there's a din of Dayo. So if there's a din of Dayo, so he shouldn't say Nezek Shalom. He should say, that's why we reject the Rav Tarfon, because we hold Dayo Levomen Adin Lieskin Odan, that Karen B'chatzan Nis, it can't be Nezek Shalom, because Dayo, you can't change the already existing din. Gemara says, no. Ki Leislei Dayo, when does Rav Tarfon not accept that? Hechon the Mirfel Kavachaymer. If it comes out of Kavachaymer, teaches in nothing. Here we have just established the Kavachaymer. But Karen is Mocham and Hashem V'regel, and Hashem V'regel B'chatzan Nisik pays Nezek Shalom Min Aliyah, so Karen should certainly pay Nezek Shalom Min Aliyah. So you're changing too much. You're changing it from Chatzi Nezek to Nezek Shalom, and from Migufa to Min Aliyah. So you can't change so much. So you say, Dayolavo Min Adin Lios Kinon. You don't change. If you're not going to change anything, then it's Mifr Kavachaymer. Then the Kavachaymer doesn't teach you anything. If it teaches you one din, so that's enough. It doesn't have to teach you the both din. That's how the Gemara says, Ki Leislei Dayo, when does Rav Tarfon not accept Dayo? And he ignores the fact that you're changing a din. Hechad the Mifr Kavachaymer, the Kavachaymer teaches you nothing. Hechad the Mifr Kavachaymer, Yislei Dayo. Rav Tarfon also agrees. So then Tosis discusses, how did he decide which din to change and which din to leave the same? Why did Rav Tarfon decide that the Keren B'chatzan Nezik should be Nezik Sholem, but it should still be Megufo? Maybe it should be Chatzin Nezik Ben Aliyah. How did he know which one to change? So Tosis works on that question, on Amid Beis, on Yudches Amid Beis, the Masla Hechad de la Mifel Kavachaymer. So again, let's see again. Again, the Gemara right in the middle of Yudches Amid Aleph quotes Toshma. They were discussing whether Tzururis pays Chatzin Nezik Migufa Min Haliyah. So there was a Mishnah. And Chof Aleph and Beis, second half of the Mishnah, says, Kelev Shanot Acharav Ha'alchul Godesh V'alchul Acharor. So Achilas Acharor is Shen B'chatzvan Nizik. So he pay Nezik Shalom. But Hitlis HaGodesh. But the whole Godesh burns down. So the Gemara says like this, Taisis Dibra Maskel, Taisis Yud Chesam and Aleph, Dibra Maskel V'al HaGodesh, just quotes from the Gemara. It's a Gemara Chof Beisam and Aleph, but Taisis quotes it here. So the Gemara says, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that Ishun Mishum Chitzov, so an Adam HaMazik Ayideh Chitzov pays Nezek Shalom. A Behemah that's Mazik Ayideh Chitzov, that's true, so it pays Chatzin Nezek. So the Bala Behemah has to pay Chatzin Nezek for the whole barn burning down. But if you hold like Reish Lakish, that Ishun Mishum Mamono, it's not considered Chitzov, Ishun Mishum Mamono, so there is no din. Like there's a din ish bar velo shor bar. If a person digs a bar, so am chayiv, if someone v'nafal sham sharach amor, am chayiv, bar is mamon amazik. But a shor digs a bar, so that's a pasuk that says ish bar velo shor bar. Kiftach ish bar, kichri ish bar. Ish bar velo shor bar. If the shor digs a bar, so the bal shor is not chayiv to pay. So the same thing, if ish mishum amono, so the Bala Shor is not mechuyif to pay for Eish. So why does it say, a kelev shenot acharore, he's chayiv chatzi nezik on the Godish? So the Gemara, Tosis quotes, the Gemara later on says, on the mokam hacharore, the kelev is eating the charore, and it drops, and it grabbed the charore in its mouth, let's say like that, grabs the charore in its mouth in such a way that the gachel is not burning the kelev. The the harora, the gachelis is not burning the kelav. So it's not mishuna. And then when the kelav drops the gachelis on one spot, so that's a regal. That's mamish regal. Would that be regal? That would be, what does it say? Yechayev chatzi nezek ala godish. So the Gemara says, if you all like Reish Lakish, that isha mishum mamono, not isha mishum chitzav. So the rest of the godish is isha mishum mamono. So just like there's a din of ishbar velo shorbar, so there's a din of kiyavar ish sodo kerv, ish eish velo behema eish. If the behema makes an eish that burns down the whole godish, so you're not chayiv. So what does it say about a godish mishalom chatzi nezek? Godish Mishalom Chatzin Nezek is on the Mokam Acharora. What does Tosa say? Vala Godish Mishalom Chatzin Nezek. Come on, before Shalom Adam, Yishim Shem Chitzov. According to Rabbi Yechanan, Yishim Shem Chitzov. I call a Godish Mishalom Chatzin Nezek. The Chitzov, the Kelepain, the Havit Tzuris. So he paid Nezek Shalom. Lebar mi Mokam Agacheles. Why? Because the Mokam Agacheles, the Behema put it there directly. So that's regular, regal. Behema put a Gacheles on. And the Makam Agachela, so that's regal. Well, the Madam, but if you hold like Reish Lakish, Madam Reish Mishum Mamono, then a Kala Godish Potter, why? Because like Ishbar Velo Shorbar, so Ish Eish Velo Shor Eish, so the Shor is not Chayiv on Eish, a Makam Agachela is Chatzin Nezik, if Adye Aduye, if the animal tossed it, if the animal put it, the Behema, the Kelev, not the Sacharore, and put down the Harore Mamish, and the Mokam Agacheles, then it's regal. But if the Adye Aduye, the animal, tossed the Gacheles away, then it's Tzuris. So on the Tzuris, the Baal HaBehema will pay Chatzin Nezik. Ala Godesh Mishalim Chatzin Nezik. So Tess is just quoting the Gemara. They're just explaining the din in the Mishnah based on the Gemara. Then later on the Yomid, Yud Chesem and Aleph refers you to Rabbi Yudah's opinion later. Rabbi Yudah has a unique opinion that a short time pays Chatzin Nezik Megufo, and then when a short becomes a short Amuad, it pays Nezik Sholem, Satzat Tamuz Bim Koimai Medes. The Chatzin Nezik of the Nezik Sholem pays Megufo, and the other Chatzin Nezik pays Menhualiyah. We don't pass like Rabbi Yudah, but that's his opinion. That's his opinion. Then the Gemara has, later on Memhei on the base, the Gemara has Rabbi Yudah's opinion, but again to another din. How much of a shmira do you need? If it says in the Chumash, V'lei Yishmer Anu Balov, if the Baal HaBehema is careful with his Behema, he did shmira, and nonetheless a hezek occurred, so then the Baal HaBehema is potter. So to what degree are you obligated to do shmira? So there are different opinions in the Tanoim and the Mishnah later, different opinions regarding Shor Tam and the Shor Amuad. So one of Rabbi Yudah's opinion is that a Shor Tam, you need a Shmira Ma'ula, and a Shor Amuad is Sagalei B'Shmira Pchusa. It's counterintuitive. One would never have thought like that. But based on Psukim, that's where Rabbi Yudah holds, that a Shor Tam, you need Shmira Ma'ula. If you did Shmira Ma'ula, nonetheless, the Behemoth did a Hezek Yipatah. But a Shor Hamuad, it's enough with the Shmira Pchusa. So what if you have a Shor Hamuad, and Rabbi Yudah holds Sat Tamas Bim Koyma Medes? So half of the Nezik Shalom that you'd pay B'Torah's Tam, half you'd pay B'Torah's Shor Hamuad. So, and you did a Shmira Pchusa. You have a Shor Hamuad, and you did a Shmira Pchusa. Whatever that means. The Gemara is going to discuss later what that means. So on the Sat Tamas Bim Koyma Medes, Shmira Pchusa is not sufficient. So he'll be Chayev on the Tzatamos, on Bechayv the Chatzin Nezik Megufo, Bechatzin Nezik Min Aliyah, on that he'll be Potter, because on the Shor Hamuad, it's enough with the Shmir Pchusa, on the Shor Tam you need the Shmir Meula. So Rabbi Yudah Shita, that Tzatamos Min Koyim HaMedes, is relevant by Loch in two areas. Number one, Megufo Min Aliyah, and number two, it's relevant, the Rabbi Yudah Lishitasa holds, that a Shor Tam needs a Shmir Meula, and a Shor Hamuad is Sagilei, the Shmira Prusa. So if you hold Satamis Mekoy Mamedes, if you do a Shmira Prusa on a Shor Hamuad, you'll be potter on the Chelek of the Muad and Yimlichayim on the Chelek of the Tam. It's a unique opinion. We don't pass like Rabbi Yudah. So first the Gemara thought that would be relevant over here also. If one would hold like Simchas, that the Tzururis pays Nezek Shalom, he denies the whole Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. He holds that the Tzururis pays Nezek Shalom, so maybe the Nezek Shalom is going to be half Migufa, half Ben Aliyah. The Gemara said that's utterly ridiculous. Here, the last two lines on Yud Ches and Aleph. So, Amale Rav Saf, Rav Sama, Breda Rav Ashi Le Ravine. He asked them, it doesn't make any sense. Amen. Then Shamus Le the Reb Yude Betam and Asamur. If you have an animal that started off as a tam, you pay Chatzin Nezik Migufo. Then it becomes more. You pay Nezik Shalom. So half of the Nezik Shalom is still Migufo, and the other half is Ben Aliyah. But if you hold like Simchas that Tzururis pays Nezek Shalem, so it doesn't make sense to pay that if Shem V'Regel pay Nezek Shalem and Aliyah. Anybody in his right mind say that Shem V'Regel you pay Nezek Shalem half Migufa, half Men Aliyah? Tzatam is becoming a man. It never was a Tam. What do you mean Tam? There is no Tzatamus. By Tam and Asamud, Rabbi Yudah holds. Tzatam is b'mkayim ha'meres. Half of the Nezek Shalom is Migufa, half of it is Min Aliyah. But if you hold that Tzuris, if you hold like Sumchas, that Tzuris pays Nezek Shalom, the whole thing is going to be Min Aliyah. How can you have half of the Tzuris will be Chatzin Nezek, the Tzuris will be Migufa, half will be Min Aliyah? Rabbi Yudah never said that. Mishamaslay. So the Gemara rejects that pshat. Then there's an important Rashi here. Towards the bottom of Yud Ches on the base, there's a Rashi that's 10 lines long, the wide lines in Rashi. He quotes a kasha that they were working with in the earlier generations. And then he says, he thinks of Be'enai Nireh, four lines from the bottom. He quotes Mipi Mori, he quotes from his Rebbe. And then he says, Be'enai Nireh, in my opinion, Bahach Milse, that it's a big mistake. The Gemara quoted a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. Who are these people? So Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda. Here on the second white line on the Amud, on Yud Chesam base. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda means he was a reverend, not a rabbi. He lived in Bavel. Rabbi Yehuda was the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel. He lived in Bavel, so he never had smicha. Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. Once you get smicha in Eretz Yisrael, even if you travel to America, the smicha doesn't vanish into thin air. You can still be a member of a Sanhedrin in America. But you have to be in Eretz Yisrael to receive the smicha in the first place. So Rabbi Yehuda never lived in Eretz Yisrael, so he never got smicha. And Rabbi Elazar is an Amoy, Rabbi Elazar ben Pados. There was a Tana by the name of Rabbi Elazar, there was a Tana by the name of Rabbi Eliezer, two different Tanoim. And sometimes you have different girsas in the Mishnah. Is it Rabbi Eliezer or is it Rabbi Elazar? Different Tanoim, but this one over here is Rabbi Elazar ben Pados, who was a student of Rabbi Yechanan, and Eretz Yisrael. These are two Amaroim, Rashi says. So you can't ask a kasha. Rashi quoted the P. Mori. He started off the long Arichas, and the Rashi was that there's a contradiction. That the Mishnah says on Chafala from the base, a kelab shenal tal charor v'halach legodish, ala charorim mishalem nezik shalom, because it's shen bishus anizik. Because it's either Adye Aduye, so it's Tzuris, or the whole Godish is Isha Misham Chitz of its Tzuris, or it's Aide Mishune, or it's a Mishune, so it's Keren. And the Tana Reb Lozer, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, the Tana Reb Lozer disagrees with the Mishnah, he holds that you pay Nezek Shalom. So we're not sure exactly why does he hold Nezek Shalom. He means he holds like Sumchas, that Tzuris is Nezek Shalom, or he holds like Reb Tarfon, that Karen B'chatzan Nizik pays Nezek Shalom. I'm not sure what pshat is in the Tana Reb Loza. But that's a Tana Reb Loza. This is an Amara Reb Loza. These are two different people. So you can't ask a kasha one from the other. They're two different people. That's why Rashi points it. That's the Pashtus is like the Rashi. That these are two Amaroim. And then Rashi says it has to be so. Because the Gemara asked the question, V'lema here, six lines from the bottom of Yud Ches on the base, why don't they speak openly? Rabbi Yehuda should say, I paskin like Sumchas, that Tzuris is Nezik Shalom. And Rabbi Elazar should say, I paskin like the Rabbana, Tzuris is Chatzi Nezik. If Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar are Tanoim, the Tana never says, I paskin like this Tana, I paskin like that Tana. Amoraim speak like that. I pass like the Tana A. I pass like the Tana B. So if you're talking about Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar Amoraim, so you ask, why doesn't he say, I pass like this Tana? But if you're talking about the call, the way Rabbi Yisuf Shal Rashi taught me, Pimori, he thought you're talking about Tanoim. So what kind of a way of talking is that? Why didn't the Tana say, I hold like this Tana? He should say, I hold like the other Tana. Well, I mean, Tanoim never talked like that. Tanoim give their own original opinion. They don't say, I subscribe to the Tana's Shita about this. So Rashi says it's Pasha Pshat is certainly like Rashi. I remember I once learned Bechavrusa in the summertime with my next door neighbor in the mountains was a Muslim from NTJ. So he had Akasha, we were learning together, Ksubas Daf Tes. At Akasha, Rabbi Elazar makes a statement and it contradicts Rabbi Elazar in another place. I said, you're mixing together Kasha Mitmon. Rabbi Elazar on Daf Tes and Ksubas is an Amayra. And Rabbi Elazar that he's asking from is a Tana. They're two different people. He thought I was pulling the wool over his eyes. He thought I was pulling a fast one. It's clear what Rashi says over here. They're two different. One is a Tana Rabbi Elazar and one is an Amayra Rabbi Elazar. Can't ask a Kasha one to the other. Then the Gemara gives us an example of Tzururis. Whenever the Hesik is Begufa directly, then it's Regel. Whenever it's Ayidei Kocho, then it's Tzururis. The Gemara gives an example, three lines from the bottom of Yud Ches on the base. So the Gemara has, Tanagol Shehoshid Rosha La'avik Lischuchas V'tokabo. The Tanagol gives out a screech and it smashes the Kli because of the sound. Rashi writes, the bottom line of Rashi on the Omish, Nivka HaKli Machmas HaKol. The glass container smashed because the kol was such a shriek. So that's an example of Tzuris. So Rabbi Chalap told us an interesting story. Rabbi Chalap's grandfather was Rabbi Yankov Moshe Chalap. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in Merkaz Harav. Rav Kook was busy running the whole country. Rav Kook was officially the chief rabbi of the whole Eretz Yisrael at that time. First, he was invited from Europe to be the rabbi in Yafo, because the rabbi in Yafo had passed away. And then they invited him, and then he went, he never belonged to the Mizrahi, he always belonged to Aguda. So he was appointed to become a member of the Vad Matas Gdoli HaTorah of the Aguda. So he left Eretz Yisrael, he lived already in Eretz Yisrael, he left Eretz Yisrael to go to the Knesia HaGdoila. That was going to take place, I think, in Germany, if I'm not mistaken. And then the First World War broke out, so he got stuck in Switzerland for a while, then he got stuck in London for a few years. Then when the war was all over, the First World War was all over, he wasn't able to come back to Eretz Yisrael. So when the war was all over, he came back to Eretz Yisrael. So then they appointed him as the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. And after that, they appointed him as the chief rabbi of all of Eretz Yisrael. So he became the chief rabbi of all of Eretz Yisrael. He was busy with a lot of asakim, so he didn't have time. So Rabbi Yankov Moshe Chalap gave the shurim and the yeshiva. So there was a period of time that Yossel Kusevitzky was a famous chazan in America at that time. Was it Kusevitzky? I'm not sure. One of the very famous chazanim. No, Yossel Rosenblatt, not Kusevitz. No. Yossel Rosenblatt toured in Eretz Yisrael, and he was singing all over the place, and I think he gave all the money that he made to Merkaz Harav. At that time, he composed the niggun, Mizmor Shir, Mizmor Shir, Mizmor Shir, Yom HaShabbos. That was his composition. So that's, they sing that in a lot of yeshivas, they sing that for Kabbalah Shabbat. That was his. So once he was there in Yerushalayim, he was there for a while in Eretz Yisrael. He gave all the money to Merkaz Harav, I think the story goes. So he ate Shalashudas, but Rabbi Yankov Moshe Chalap and Rav Kook came also. So when Rabbi Chalap was a young boy, right after Hakamas HaMedina, I think soon after 1948. So he was a teenager, he was learning in high school in the MTA. So he went to visit his grandfather. He never met him before. He had never been in Eretz Yisrael. So his grandfather showed him, he had a crack in the window because Yossel Rosenblatt was singing an igin by Shalashudas, and his voice was so powerful, it cracked the glass. So he left it like that. He left the cracked glass that he should remember Yosel the Rosenblatt's nigin that he said. He said that Rav Kook was there too. Rav Kook had already passed away before Rabbi Chalaf was born, I think. Rav Kook passed away in 33 or something like that, 35. Something like that. But he was there by that Shalashudas, and Yosel Rosenblatt's voice was so powerful, so he smashed the window when he was singing the Nigun. So that's when that's Gemara considers that Tsururis, that the Tarnagoyles smashed the glass container. Hoshid Rosha Lava Klischuches. The Tarnagoyles sticks its head into a glass thing, and it screeches so loud till it smashes it. That's koichai. So koichai is tsuris. The Gemara just asks, it's mishuna? Why should a hen stick its neck into a glass thing? It should be keren. So Gemara says, no, there was food inside. So the Tanagodlis was looking for the food. That's what the Gemara says on the top. Of the next daf. That there was bizrani, there was food inside the container, the hislay bizrani, so therefore it's not called mishune. Okay, maybe we will stop here in the Gemara and Baba Kama. Maybe we'll discuss a little bit the Parsha. The Parsha's Truma Tetzave by Yaakov Pikuli is all about Binyan HaMishkan. The Ramban writes in the Hadamah to his commentary,